Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Playmaker is set to join us. Michael Irvin, Sean and RJ on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan, Mickey Spagnola at 9:20, Ben and Skin Crosstalk at 9:40, and Michael is getting ready to join us. Brought to you by Radio.com. He's, of course, one of their sports NFL insiders. And as always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hireradio.com. Bringing you the playmaker, Michael Irvin, your former colleague who has to have celebrated week one as much or more than we did.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Mike is super fan, Dallas Cowboy fan number one, has been. Since what, 1988?
Michael, good morning. How much can we take from that week one win against the Giants?
I think we take a lot from it. I mean, first of all, guys, understand this now. That was hopefully, as it should be, us at our worst. You know, because without any preseason real reps, that was us at our worst. And you know, Zeke's not there. Zeke is coming. He'll get more acclimated into the offense. And that was incredible. That was incredible. Now, that first drive, you know, because let me tell y'all how this goes on Sunday. On Sunday, we may watch, you know, we all come to watch the game after the show. And the 1 o'clock game, I'll watch that with everybody. But Dallas had the late game. And the guys know. They say, all right, Mike. Yeah, I know you're about ready to leave. I said, you know, I got to go. This is a personal thing. I have to be back at my room, in my suite, by myself to watch this. Only because I'm worried about how this thing goes down. And it was the first game, and we didn't have Z. And I didn't want to be over there around the guys, and it's not going well. But now later on in the year, and we're like killing it, and I'm like, well, I want to watch with you guys. I want to keep that needle and just keep stabbing them in the side every time we make a play. But I was worried after that first drive. I said, oh, my God, that was easy. For the Giants? Are the Giants this good? Are we that bad right now? That was pretty easy. But then they start shutting everything down. And that was just flat out incredible.
Yeah, Mike.
Flat out incredible.
Dak was incredible. You know, how much of this are we going to find out more again next week, because the Giants may not have been, and it looked like they weren't playing the pass. They were playing a lot of run defenses, and that opened up the passing game. How will that change with Washington right. And teams ahead of them?
But that's, right, and other teams now, what they'll start to do, which is great for the Cowboys, they'll start having a serious conundrum about how do I stop this team now? This reminds me of what it was with us when we used to go in there every game. Emin and I go in there every game saying, if by land or by sea, by air, but you will die. See, by land or by air, but you must die. Well, you pick your poison. I want to die today by air. Okay? Play the run. You will die by air. I think I want to die today I want to die today by the run. Okay? Then play the pass. You're going to die by the run. Because Zeke is going to come. It was incredible. Let me tell you why, guys. Don't think this is something that's a one-time thing, you know, because let me tell you what. We finally got receivers that match the quarterback. Dak has been winning with receivers that matches the last quarterback. And Dez Bryant, you know, throwing the 50-50 balls and all of this stuff. That's not Dak's game. Mm. Now Dak has guys that plays the position for him. Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper. These are ex-quarterbacks that think the game and play the position for Dak. That's the biggest key. Out of all the things anybody can say about the Dallas Cowboys, the biggest key is Jerry and Steven, and I really give Steven most of the credit here, have finally got Dak the receivers that fit his game.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker on the home of the Cowboys, be Dak's agent Monday morning after he throws for 405 and four touchdowns and make that call to Jerry. What are you saying? Or Steven?
Well, this is why you're waiting, because you said, hey, I've been betting on this. We've been betting on this. We've had conversations with Dak. We knew this was going to happen. So we just said, let's sit and wait. We feel comfortable with it. I don't know if the number changes, but the needle moves. The number, maybe, and I've heard numbers like 40, and you know, the Cowboys maybe want to be at the 30 area. So they don't go in and say, now we want 42, but the needle that was hovering around 33 because of what Wentz and Goff just signed, made it moves on up to 34. You see what I mean? They both still have their same demand. They want 40. The Cowboys wish it was for 30. No, they don't come in and say, give me 42. But the needle moves. It moves up towards the 40. Maybe don't get there, but it moves up towards the 40. That I do believe happened.
Mike, you have an intimate knowledge of negotiating with Jerry, the famous El Paso comment. what's it like negotiating with that man?
Did you guys hear Marcus Ware was talking about it on Rich Eisen's show, and I was just laughing about it. He said, you're supposed to stay out of it as long as you can, and then Jerry wants to sit down with you. And he talked about how Jerry dimmed the lights and lit a candle and all of this. I'm like, oh, come on, man. You know? But I remember them days. I can't even say some of the things Jerry said to me. but that's what he does. He wants to get eye to eye with you and talk to you. And really, you really find out that you're aligned with him. You know, you're aligned with him. Jerry, I wanted you. You know, I wanted a certain number, and I remember saying to Jerry, you know, because we're negotiating, like, hey, I'm willing to be moved. And then they were talking about possibly moving me to Cincinnati for Carl Pickens at the time.
Ooh.
And I talked with Jerry. Jerry and I had a conversation about it. I said, Jerry, no. I said, Jerry, listen, I want him to everywhere I've been. I said, I'm willing to go and see if I can change Cincinnati and turn it into a winner. Jerry said to me, Michael, let me tell you, Michael, you know, when I think about the L.A. Lakers and Magic Johnson, he said, I think, what was Magic without the Lakers? And what was the Lakers without Magic? They just wouldn't be the same without each other. Basically, what I'm telling you, Michael, is if a boom hit Valley Ranch today and blew everything up, you and me, baby, we gonna still be here. You ain't going nowhere. So you might as well give me into this number or work with me on this number, because we ain't never going nowhere.
Oh my.
I promise you, he said that to me. I said, "Dude, it's crazy."
That is an all-time classic story, Michael Irvin.
I'll tell you the rest of the story off air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.